And this week's honoree is helping young people who cross the U.S. border alone, supporting them as they search for safety, stability, and a future.
It's crazy how one person can just change someone's life like that.
That's Tina De Sousa. At 22, she's a case manager at Project Libertad, a nonprofit providing legal help and wraparound services for migrant youth who arrive in America without a parent or guardian.
Getting them some of the necessary things that they need, including food, clothing, shelter.
For Tina, this work is personal. She came here from Brazil when she was just 10 years old.
And I came unaccompanied. My parents weren't really, like, in the picture.
When she arrived, she was reunited with her grandmother. But life was far from easy.
We struggled a lot trying to adapt to a new country, new school, new friends.
And being undocumented meant no Social Security card, no work permit, no path to college. They lived in the shadow of fear, always looking over their shoulders.
So I didn't have any plans for the future before I met Rachel.
She's talking about Rachel Rutter, an immigration attorney whose life's work is helping migrant youth.
I've had clients who are toddlers. I think my youngest right now is going into the third grade.
Rachel founded Project Libertad 10 years ago.
So we have kids that don't have secure housing. We have kids who don't have reliable food source. We have kids who need mental health care. They need therapy.
Many of the young people she supports are escaping violence in Central America, gang threats, abuse, trafficking, trauma.
We have a lot of boys who are being threatened that if you don't join the gang, I'm going to go kill your family or I'm going to kill you. For girls, that often looks like being forced to be like a girlfriend, quote unquote, to an adult male gang member. So basically sex trafficking.
As their lawyer, Rachel must document their stories and convince a judge to grant them a legal foothold in the U.S. But even then, the path ahead is uncertain.
I think the biggest thing that most Americans have no idea about is that there is no legal path to citizenship or legal status for the vast majority of people.
Juveniles get more protection under the law, but the backlog is so severe, some may wait years for a hearing. And while they wait, deportation is always a possibility.
ICE enforcement is like not new because of Donald Trump, but now it just seems like everybody's a target. Everything is very unpredictable.
So while the legal system moves slowly, Rachel and her team focus on something just as important, helping young people rebuild their lives.
You know, I want to see them being happy, healthy, being able to go to school, being able to like do the things they want to do and feel safe.
The work she does, her passion, her drive is astonishing. My name is Heidi Rue. I nominated Rachel Rutter from Project Libertad because she is truly a good soul. I know of a number of youth that she has helped, that if she had not helped them, they have no one else.
Heidi came from El Salvador at 6 years old, fleeing civil war. Now she's a U.S. citizen, and she sees Rachel's work as part of a long chain of kindness.
It's because of good souls like Rachel that I and many other children have been given the opportunity to be part of our amazing society and community.
Rachel grew up in Lancaster. Her passion took root during college at Gettysburg, deepened during her Peace Corps service in Costa Rica, and solidified in law school at Drexel. By the time she launched Project Libertad, the mission felt undeniable.
Working with the kids and just like falling in love with them and wanting to support them was like the biggest turning point for me.
Even before Project Libertad became her full-time job, Rachel found ways to help.
I would buy kids groceries, buy them clothes, and that wasn't something like my work was going to pay me back for.
In 2020, she took the leap, committing herself fully. Today, Project Libertad has a staff of 7 and reaches more than 1,000 people each year through legal work, Know Your Rights trainings, and school-based support.
I don't feel like it's just a job. I definitely feel like it's more of like a calling.
And for Tina, that calling changed everything. She now has legal status and a vision for her future.
I'm going to go to law school. And it's like, you know, it's a whole nother person than what I was before I met Rachel. And I would say Rachel is an amazing, beautiful soul to me.
If you know someone who you think serves as a role model for compassion, generosity, and service, tell us their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls.